אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writing of בעל הסולם, article The Peace.
גלגל שינוי הצורה, אנחנו נמצאים בטור א' בפיס.
Under the heading The Wheel of Transformation of the Form.
באתר קבלה לעם, kab.co.il.
שאלות נפתחו. You can send your questions to kab.tv or Sviva Tavan. Selected questions will be asked here.
כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 410.
Again, the writings of בעל הסולם, article of The Peace. The Wheel of Transformation of Form.
שאומר, הכל נתון בערבון. קידימו הדבר.
Now we'll come to interpret the Mishnah. Everything, all is in the deposit. This means that everything that
וכדי שיהיה בטוח שלא יאבד את כספו,
it has compared to someone who lends money to his friend for a business in order to make him a partner in profit. To make sure that he does not lose his money, he gives it to him as collateral, and thus he is free from any uncertainty. The same applies to the creation of the world and its existence, which the Creator has prepared for humans to engage in and to eventually attain by it the exalted goal of Dvekut with him, as is explained in Matan Torah. Thus, one must wonder who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to this exalted end. Rabbi Akiva tells us about this, all is in deposit. This means that everything that the Creator had placed in creation and given to people, he did not give to them recklessly, but secured himself with collateral. And should you wonder what collateral he was given, he responds to this by saying, and a fortress spreads over all his life. This means that the Creator has cleverly devised a wonderful fortress and spread it all over all humanity, so that no one will escape. And all the living beings must be caught there in that fortress and necessarily accept his work until they attain their sublime goal. This is the collateral by which the Creator secured himself that no harm would come to the work of creation. Afterwards, he interprets it in detail and says, the store is open. This means that this world seems to us like an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly, as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper, and the reason that he is not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. Should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity that are the very ones that generate the good states.
In
each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state. so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
ולהרוס אותו ולהסתדר במצב יותר טוב לתיקונו של הדור ההוא. וכן, זמן קיומו...
And the new state, too, lasts just as long as the sparks of evil in it ripen and reach such a level that they can no longer be tolerated. At which time it must be destroyed and a more comfortable state is built in its stead. And so the states clear up one by one and degree by degree until they come to such a corrected state that there will be good without any sparks of evil. You find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted deeds themselves, meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under the hands of the wicked in the generation join and accumulate to a great sum until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them.
עד שמקבלים משקל כזה שאין הציבור יכול עוד לעמוד בו. ואז עומדים ומארסים
Then they rise up and ruin it and create a more desirable state. Thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition for the driving force by which the good state is developed. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open and the hand writes. Any state that the generation is in is like a book. And all the evildoers are as writing hands because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear.
שאין הציבור יכול עוד להימצא בו. אשר אז מהרסים
At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state.
טוב. שאלות עד כאן. בבקשה.
Okay, questions thus far, please.
שאלות עד כאן.
Questions thus far.
מה אתה רוצה?
Kiev, what do you want?
Я хочу уточнить, что нам Творец дает в долг. И вот у него рука пишет.
I want to be precise. What does the Creator give us? What does the hand write?
Гам тов ве гам ра.
The Creator is giving us everything, both the good and the bad, so that we will be able to recognize between the two of them and realize what's good for us truly, according to spirituality and not according to our corporeality. He teaches us slowly, slowly how we are in bad states and how much it's worthwhile for us to want better states according to his discernments of the Creator. This is what it teaches us, just like we teach children. Yes?
What
does it mean that he gives it for a deferred payment?
That he's giving you all the good things and the bad things that appear to you as all good and bad or altogether everything bad. But in truth, these things are good for your development. And he wants you to later recognize this in your development, which he was so concerned with in a great way, and for you to give thanks for this. Thanks by you developing and advancing towards the goal.
То есть я должен а как мне вот как мне платить раньше, чем он мне даёт, чтобы у нас были отношения более-менее
How to pay before he gives you so we'll have more equal relationship.
Ask him. That's only by, from your request. When you're asking him for the force of development, you don't need anything more than that.
Начинает статью, что каждый пусть придет и возьмет, а потом как-то переходит.
He starts the article by saying that each one can come and take, and then he goes to the rule that the society has to destroy the old and correct everything. Who does it depend on? The coronavirus is destroying society. Society has to replace the old with the new, or is it up to me?
First of all, if you're talking about the virus, then our problem is clearer. It's more clear from day to day. We're feeling how dependent we are on the whole world, what we didn't feel before. Prior to that, we were developing and asking between us only by business connections, buying, selling, and doing so like things like that. Today we're seeing that we're not just developed, connected by those developments, but by also bad connections, that we can pass those viruses to one another, that we can cause problems to one another, meaning this development is becoming more varied, diversified. And I see that this is organizing humanity. The whole problem from today to tomorrow is that humanity shall reveal that its future is not to go back to what was, but rather to diagnose and arrange for itself the next form and approach it as the next form is humanity, which is completely sufficed by regular things for life and no more than that, no redundancy and not anything that's lacking, and all the rest is in the investment between everyone. Humanity has to digest that now, to accept it, and to begin implementing this. And we need this, we need to digest this ourselves as well, to scrutinize it, implement it, and disseminate it.
Ну, то есть это одновременно и работа самого человека, вот, который берет из этой лавки и должен
исправить. Meaning it's both the work of the person who takes it and has to correct it, has to repay it by correcting the bad into good, and also of the entire humanity at the same time. Meaning, I can't correct it myself alone.
Yes, here the work of the individual and the collective needs to be as one. This is the whole spiritual matter that needs to be corrected. Because to start with, we are here. What is the last generation? Where the whole system of the whole world is being revealed as being unified. In a unified system, you can't take care of one part. You have to think, nevertheless, about all the parts. You see how the whole world is waking up. The whole world is in some kind of motion. There is no choice, only this way. Yes. This is why we have work to do.
Shalom, Rab. Si la tienda está abierta y también sé que todo lo que está creado fue hecho para mí, ¿cómo debo entender o manejar mi restricción para que
if the store is open and I know that everything was created for me, how should I carry myself so that the will to receive will not take advantage of it?
Rab, si la tienda está abierta y también sé que todo lo que está creado fue hecho para mí, ¿cómo debo entender o manejar mi restricción para que mi deseo de recibir no me genere un mal?
¿Cómo debo entender
How should I understand the restriction so that the will to receive will not cause me harm if the store is open and everything is created for me?
You're thinking incorrectly. We don't need to think about the restriction or the store or anything. We need to think about the connection between us. I don't need to think how to correct the evil. I need to think how to increase the good. That's the most important principle. We do not think about the evil. We're not thinking about the caution from the virus and this and that. No. We are constantly just thinking about the good, how to grow the good. That's called love will cover all crimes. I don't take care of the crimes, the diseases, the viruses, my ego, nothing. I can't battle against my ego. I only battle for the sake of love, to love more, to connect more. I'm not criticizing anyone. No critique, only love. I don't distance from anyone, only love. I don't do anything negative, only positive constantly. And then I succeed. This is how it's done in spirituality. You need to constantly not distance yourself from the Creator, not to distance yourself from the light. And this is considered that you're operating only for connection and love. And if you are fighting and wanting to erase the bad, you will never succeed, because evil is not allowed to be, is prohibited from erasing. We just need to cover it with love, because without that, even the good won't be. Clear?
Rechovot.
Good. Rechovot?
What does it mean to destroy the previous state? It's written that we should destroy it.
Also, by us covering it and coming to the next state. This is like the purification of the Masach. This is how it is. Okay? So what do we have? USA Northeast.
Вот это вот возвышение любви я могу сейчас сделать только в десятке. Я не могу вот сейчас выйти в мир и почувствовать вот это вот возвышение любви.
Ата ло яхоль лацет леулам эле дерех ашрия.
You can't go out to the world unless it is through the ten. So don't say I can't. You're prohibited. You're not allowed to even try. You're relating to the world only through the ten. In dissemination, it's different. Dissemination is like a profession. That's different. But to talk about connection, you can only from the ten, as the whole ten joins that connection. Is that clear, Doctor? Good. So now we have Mac VG4.
Доброе утро, уважаемый Раф. Вопрос.
Good morning.
Группы дает в долг и ведет запись, означает.
Dear Rav, a question from the group.
Из их восприятия.
The fact that the hand writes and the payments are deferred, it comes from the previous states.
Only that way.
Хавер.
Morning, Rav. I try to feel the shopkeeper. When we begin to feel the shopkeeper, can we participate in writing the book? Can we change what's already written in this book in the Congress?
I barely understood what he's saying. What's happening with your microphones? I don't understand. How many times do I have to ask, fix your microphones?
I'll try again.
Now it's better. Now we don't hear you at all.
Rav, When we begin to feel the shopkeeper, will we be able to participate in the process of writing in the book? Will we be able to change what was written in the book in this Congress?
We can't change anything, but in our next actions, we can correct it more and more, constantly, by increasing the connection and love. I am asking, check your microphones, all of you, so that they will be good. Don't let go of this. The lesson is done with, and you forget about that. I am promising you. The moment I don't hear, if someone's talking and it's unclear to me, the moment I hear someone speaking unclearly, I will stop talking with him and I'm going to write him down as someone that I don't let have the privilege of asking anymore. Period. You want to talk? Arrange it so that we'll be able to hear you and translate you and do all that.
Thank you, Rav.
You
said in the 10, just to add in love. The question is, if there are any subjects, topics, or issues where we feel that the taking care of them will not bring love, but will actually take us apart.
So we don't care for them or mention them.
But those issues exist and they influence the 10.
Though we don't mention them and we don't take care of them. Should I say it again?
Latin 6.
Thank you.
Buenas noches, querido Rab. La pregunta es de un amigo. ¿Qué representan el libro y la madre?
Hello, Rab. Question from a friend. What? What represent the book and the hand that is writing? What are those symbols?
It's not worthwhile to get into them. You'll just get confused. The notebook, the hand that's writing, they used to speak in a certain way like that once. It's not worth it for us. We talk in the language of Kabbalah in a more direct and meticulous way. It's not worth it. What will you get from it? What, that someone's writing down what you're doing and what not? How much you took from this world? How much you didn't? What you can give back with Ol Chozer? How much Ol Chozer against the Ol Yashar? We're learning that anyway. It's not so important. Well, let's continue, Michael.
We continue.
Ken.
From thus each and every act. Thus each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. He says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that this world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he's taking from the store, meaning toil in his work while he's nourished by that store, in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation as he pleases. Such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretched his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lived off the store in a way that he promises to pay his debt by achieving the desired goal. Therefore, he is regarded as one who wishes to borrow, meaning that he pledges to return the debt. Now, Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above. The second type of people is called those who want to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration, and when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. They promise to pay the shopkeeper the listed price, meaning attain the goal by it. And he says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. And if you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the second type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal? In that regard, he continues, the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. Thus, in truth, both pay their daily portion of the debt. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in portions every day until it is completely paid, the mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. This is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person. However, there is a great difference and a great distance between them, meaning knowingly and unknowingly. The first type, whose debt is collected by the collectors of development, pay their debt unknowingly. Rather, stormy waves come upon them through the strong wind of development and push them from behind, forcing them to step forward. Thus, their debt is collected against their will and with great pains by manifestations of the forces of evil, which push them from behind. But the second type pay their debt, which is the conscious attainment of the goal, of their own accord, by repeating the actions that hasten the development of the sense of recognition of evil, as explained in the article, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. And through this work, their gain is twofold. The first gain is that these forces, which appear out of his work, are set before them as a pulling magnetic force from before. They chase it of their own free will and with the spirit of love. Needless to say that they are free from any kind of sorrow and suffering, like the first type. And the second gain is that they hasten the desired goal. For they are the righteous and the prophets who attain the goal in each generation. As is explained in the essay, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Continue, Rav.
What are
you trying to say here? Why are you stopping? He's just telling us for the time being, he's mapping it out. So let's see what happens beyond this. I also don't see questions about what we're now reading. Well, let's say Moscow 1.
Правильное впечатление от десятки. От чего зависит?
The correct impression in the ten. What does that depend on?
That's like from each and every person, from your ego, how balanced it is or not. That's what, how you accept the ten depends upon. You either don't need it at all, it's just written in the book that you're obliged to do so, or that you want it from yourself, from your heart. It comes from your state.
Доброе утро, Рав. Большое спасибо. Можно
поподробнее
вот людей второго типа, которые достигают конечной цели через само порабощение в работе?
Those who attain the final goal.
Спасибо.
What does it mean that
he makes a servant out of himself? He says, I'm willing to be a servant. I'm willing to do anything that's demanded of me. That's on one hand. And on the other hand, whoever doesn't want this, then it's done. It's made of him, even if he doesn't want it. The thing is that it, just as it's written, this way or that way, you will work. The question is, will you do so willingly or not? And then, all of humanity is brought to that final purpose, that final state. It all depends on how willingly you come to that with identifying with the Creator. But everyone comes there. You can't say that you come and others won't come. Them too. Everyone. The essence of creation is open for all, and everyone has to come. The only thing is that everything depends on your agreement and how much you're advancing. You saw this on yourself. You had such years which you didn't think about this at all. Then you received a desire, then an opportunity to implement this desire, and so on. It's the same here too. There are these and those and others. For us, it's not important. We want without the payment, like he writes in this store. We want without payment to be connected to this process and to come to bring contentment to the Creator without any calculations for ourselves. As if I have no calculation for myself. I don't exist. Just to bring him contentment. That's why I don't ask myself, when will I get there? When will I not? When will I come to bring contentment? That's already a different question. But this is not me, that egoistic me who's asking.
Latin tu.
Rab, ahora que se es conectarnos en la escena y luego con el resto del clip mundial. Estamos pagando lo que hemos tomado de la tienda hasta ahora. Y de esto depende nuestro avance.
Can you repeat? Can't hear the beginning.
We can't hear what you're saying. Try to repeat. If not, I'm going to delete you too.
Repeat, please.
Rob. Ahora que sentimos que nuestro deber es conectarnos con la decena.
Now we feel that our work is to connect with the ten, and then with the rest of the world clay. I can't understand the rest.
We don't hear you. We don't hear you. Okay. Who else? Italy 4.
una giornata. Le chiedo come si manifesta l'esazione giornaliera da parte degli esattori.
Can't
understand.
We can't understand your question. Next, Tbilisi.
Дорогой Рэб, как Творец свойства отдачи и любви мог поместить свое любимое творение в самый черный из миров, самый испорченный из миров?
אתה לא יודע התחלה של חוכמת הקבלה, איך שהיא מסבירה את הדברים.
You don't know the beginning of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how it explains things. Why aren't you reading the books that explain this? How we begin from the lower world, for what, how, it's all written. And you're asking me now about such things as if you fell upon us from the heavens. Read what's written in all the writings of Baal Sulam. Altogether, it's not a whole lot. One book that you have to read. That's it. And then we'll talk. You're talking as if you don't know what's written there. Why? There is a cascading from the world of Ein Sof to this world. Why from this world we have to rise? Why does this happen in such a way in the laws of nature? Nothing. You're asking like a little children who all of a sudden entered. I don't accept such things. Okay.
Mach VG4.
No. I am sorry. I will teach you how to relate correctly to these lessons. You can come now and ask something that is taught in the first lesson in the wisdom of Kabbalah. If you didn't learn in the campuses or in our education systems, then you have to ask that there, not bring those questions to here. Why are we starting from the lowest world? Really, this is disparaging your friends.
Уважаемый Раф, вопрос от группы. Отдача продавцу – это твое состояние в каждый момент времени?
Question from the group.
Ken.
To bestow to the shopkeeper. This is the state.
Yes, correctly. Each and every moment you're giving back.
Раф, что дают взаймы десятки?
Эх? Еще раз?
How? Again?
Что дают взаймы десятки? Что десятка берет взаймы? Что потом приходят?
Ашерия мекабелит меабуре кох ашпаа. Шезе матана.
The ten receives the force of bestowal from the Creator, which is a gift, which it doesn't deserve, but later it works with that.
А что?
No.
That's how it is. Yes? It works with the force of bestowal that it received, and then it gives. Well, you receive forces from them, from the upper force, in the upper system, and then on your own you start to correct yourself and bestow and join yourself to that same upper system from which you receive those forces.
А сборщики налогов что должны взять с десятки?
А זה משהו אחר, זה שאם אם מקבלים אבל לא נותנים בחזרה.
That's different. If you receive and don't give back, then there's already people that seemingly forces that take it back from you, all these forces that you receive from above.
He writes that there is one kind of people, one type, that thinks that this world is like an open store without a shopkeeper.
Well, they're secular.
No, but there are people who don't think there's a landlord, there's a shopkeeper, that people think that nobody's running this world.
Of course, what are you asking? Are you not one of those? What?
No, it sounds like...
Were you like Orthodox or religious your whole life? I'm asking.
No.
So what did you believe?
Philosophy.
Thoughts about upper force.
Thoughts, well, philosophy.
Well, Baal Sulam writes that in each one there is that point.
That's different. That's a hidden point that he wants to know where I'm from, what I am. That's different. It's not that he's under some upper control.
So what is the attitude of a person, that he and the Creator are equals? The person relates to it like he can come and take whatever he wants without owing anything.
I look at people outside who are going to yell at the government in Israel, America, and other places, and no one's saying that they have some kind of connection with the Creator. They're demanding from the president or from the prime minister, they're demanding certain things in life and from people around them that are causing good or bad. No one relates to the upper force.
And the upper force that harms them also doesn't make them recognize that he's present.
No, they have no connection to that. It all depends on that point. It depends on a person. Does he have that point? Is it burning in him already somewhat? Then he starts to seek that connection. If that point doesn't burn in him, then he doesn't have a connection to anything by chance there. And the forces of nature, the inanimate ones.
So this awakening of the point doesn't depend on the person. So Creator does now concealing it from him.
Of course, no one's talking about that. Of course it depends on the Creator, if he ignites his soul or not.
So why do these people need to go through suffering and torments to come to the right development?
To receive an awakening from the Creator, they need to suffer first. Otherwise, they won't appreciate that awakening.
But they'll have to compare the corporeal suffering and the suffering of no connection with the Creator?
Yes, that too. Something's happening here that maybe I don't understand you, but you're asking such questions that I'm kind of perplexed that they're even being asked.
Can it be that a person engages in Kabbalah and doesn't trust or doesn't expect to repay the debt?
Of course, when you're beginning, you think all about how you can manage my life, the world, at least my life.
Получают в виде раскрытия, ну, вообще цели жизни только люди второго типа. И первый тип людей — это промежуточные. И
the purpose of life. Люди
второго типа в результате страданий.
Only the second kind of people are looking for it.
Right, of course. And all are like, they shall all know me from the smallest to the greatest eventually. There's no question. Well, Mac VG4.
Question from the group. To come to enslavement or partnership depends on the way a person grasps the.
We are all in servitude. We just, like it or not, we may not feel this yet, but we just want the actions of the Creator. He shall not cast out the castaway. We don't want to leave in understanding or concept or desire. That's the thing, that you're working and you will continue to work this way or that way. The question is whether it'll be in bad or in good. Will you want to be the servant of the Creator, or will you do this reluctantly? That's the difference. Also today, we are not going to complete this article. It's not simple. Yes. Well, continue, Michael.
We continue. Thus you see that there is a great distance between those who pay knowingly and those who pay unknowingly. has the advantage of his light, of delight and pleasure over the darkness of pain and agony. He says further, they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true. In other words, he promises all those who pay willingly and knowingly and willingly that they have what to rely on, that there is a great strength in his work to bring them to the sublime goal, and it is worthwhile for them to harness themselves under this burden.
Actually, of course, the Creator has no problem with bringing us to complete servitude, where we'll be like animals, like the still, the vegetative and the animal. We'll observe all the laws of nature without any question. But rather, He wants us to be independent, for us being opposite of Him. Because there's no more, there's just one nature, the Creator. If I want to be independent, then I need to accept something that is, I have to receive something that's opposite from the Creator. And for that opposite nature will clothe me. And when that nature clothes me, and I am opposite the Creator, and then I will gradually, slowly, slowly correct myself by my desire, where no one coerces me. I just want to know what am I relative to the Creator, how good He is, not because it'll be good for me egotistically or that I'll receive something. And then I will ask from Him. I will truly ask, I'll work hard to receive His qualities and clothe His qualities of bestowal, of love to others. This true love of work, of the world, where I will clothe all these qualities upon my ego. That's considered that I will then, inside, opposite the Creator, I educated myself to be like Him. To truly be like Him. That's the actual process. So, we are correcting our ego, which is opposite the Creator, and as much as possible, we clothe upon myself His form. And we do this inequality. More opposite, more similar. More opposite, more similar. Opposite, similar. And like that, we rise in two lines. Right, left, right, left, right. And in the middle, where the left and the right connect in us, and right covers the left, that is where we discover the Creator according to equivalence of form with Him. Is that clear? Ask. Where are we?
We continue from, and those. And those who pay unknowingly, he says, and the judgment is true. Seemingly, one must wonder why Providence permits those corruptions and agonies to appear in the world in which humanity is being fried mercilessly. He says about this that the judgment is true, since all is ready for the feast, for the true goal, and the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of His purpose in creation, when all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us over times and generations will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests. And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast whose guests attend with great delight. This is why he says, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. Such as that, you will find in Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 8, regarding the creation of men. The angels asked the Creator, What is a man? What that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Why do you need this trouble? The Creator told him, so why were Tzona and Alafim created? What is this like? There's an allegory about a king who had a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. What pleasure does a king have in his full tower? They promptly said to him, Lord of the world, the Lord our master, how great is your name in all the land. Do that which pleases you. Interpretation, the angels that saw all the pain and agony that was to befall humanity wondered, why do you need this trouble? The Creator replied to them that indeed He had a tower filled abundantly, but only this humanity was invited to it. And of course, the angels weighed the pleasure in that tower, awaiting its guests against the agony and trouble that awaited humanity. And once they saw that it was worthwhile for humanity to suffer for the good that awaited us, they agreed to man's creation.
Up to here. Well, there are other problems that we're going to have to read about and solve, but thus far also. This is a lot. Friends, I'm asking. Whoever doesn't know the articles of Bala Sulam and is asking such things of why we need to start from the lowest point, the most distant part, why he created the evil inclination, why we need to suffer in our path, why we need to advance to something that's opposite us, above our nature, despite our nature, those things he explains in his articles, Bala Sulam. First of all, Bala Sulam, you should go to Bala Sulam with such questions. Read those articles. It's not a lot. Sadly, it's not a lot that he wrote. But it's written about it. And if not, then go to our beginner lessons that we do. We have to close in on this gap between those who don't know how we rise from darkness into our world, specifically upwards. That's not good.
We can go to info. There are several messages also about the Congress.
Okay, so today we are going to rest and coming tomorrow to the convention. I hope that everyone will come with a strong desire in good, who received a good preparation, rise above all the problems, all the thoughts. The main thing is for connection between us. According to the preparation, I think it will be something good. Please check your microphones. I will tell you, it's not that I don't hear. The people that need to translate you from all the different languages, they're saying that they can't hear and understand what you're saying. It's not that I have a flawed ear. Do you understand? So please fix your microphones and don't drag this from one lesson to another. I already know who's here in advance with a microphone that's not okay, and I won't give them the possibility to ask. I won't give it because I have no choice. Do us a favor to everyone. Correct your microphones. Info.
Hello everyone, we want to take advantage of the next few minutes to go over the entire Congress schedule so we could all enter the Congress with one image. Please show us the schedule. We'll show you and add some details about everything. Let's start with the first slide. So we start with the preparation for the first lesson. We're going to tell you that 10 minutes before the preparation starts, the band is going to be there and start to play exactly as if we were in a physical congress. And anyone who enters into the preparation for the preparation could enter the atmosphere of the congress. The first preparation, we're starting with joy. The people who will lead it will be the awakened part of the world in North and South America. We want to prepare ourselves for the first lesson, where we will go from the old world to the new world. So even in the preparation, we're going to be asked to write on a note, what are we leaving behind us as we enter the new world? We're going to read a little bit from the prayer before prayer by Rabbi Noam Elimelech, and then we'll dive into the first lesson. The first lesson, as we said, we go from the old world to the new world. We want to start our correction right now. We are leading it. We, Bnei Baruch, are the pipeline to the world. Then we'll have a break. And during the break, we'll broadcast clips from past congresses. So during the break, you'll be able to leave your screen on and not leave the atmosphere of the Congress. We'll enter preparation for the second lesson. We'll want to build and strengthen the covenant between us, the Arvut between us. We'll read from Rabash, letter 8. We'll read from the Zohar, and we'll enter the second lesson, which is our responsibility as a tent for the world. The confidence in our society is an example for the world. What is the unity that will pass to the world? How our internality influences the world? And we'll conclude the first part of the morning with a festive meal. We'll remind you, just like in the last Shabbat, the meal was a mixture of friends from different tents, integration, impression, excitement, and that will go to a break, a five-hour break. That's the time to let everyone know that during the five-hour break, we will broadcast again the first half of the Congress, the recorded lessons for all the friends who were not able to connect during the early hours or the late hours, depending on where you are on the globe, so that all of us will be able to get integrated with everything that's happened in the first part of the Congress. There will be a rerun of the entire first half of the Congress from beginning to end. We'll continue with a gathering of friends. In the gathering of friends, we'll build the love connections between us. We're going to start with a very internal gathering of friends who will start inside each tent, and then we'll overflow into a general assembly, Italian-style gathering of friends, but instead of a friend calling on another friend, a 10 will call on another 10 to continue the L'chaims, and that's how we'll be integrated and build the love connections that will keep growing towards our third lesson. Love covers all transgressions. We'll talk about what are the transgressions, what does it mean to cover it with love, what does it mean to go above reason, all those things that we discussed in the last week. After that, we'll have a short break, half-hour break. As here as well, we'll broadcast clips from past congresses, and we're coming back to the fourth lesson with a short preparation, and then we'll enter the lesson from the prayer in the tent to the prayer for the whole world. We'll talk about how to ask and demand of the Creator, what is the correct prayer, and how to be a unifying force, to be a conduit to the world. At the end of the lesson, we'll be asked to write a prayer inside the tent. The prayers that we wrote in the tent will keep with us and go to a Kabbalistic meal, and during the meal that will move from a meal to our closing unity event, we'll hear the prayers of all the friends, of all the tens around the world. This is in the first half. In the second half, again, we'll go surfing between the tents. We'll get mixed up and integrate and feel each other. We'll have a workshop. We'll listen to music, rejoice. Maybe we'll dance, each one in his little cube. and we'll conclude this full day. I'll just tell you that at 6 a.m. there will be a final production meeting of the organizing team. We'll send a link on all the channels to everyone who wants. This is the link before you. Anyone who wants to come and join and watch this, you're invited to come participate. We're in the last final stretch. Let's give a final push.
Thank you, Rui. We'll just emphasize, like we heard from Rav, as we're concluding this lesson, like Rui said, we're connecting to this Zoom for preparation for the convention at 6. And until the convention, we're going to make sure that all our microphones work. You can check it with your 10. Let's be guarantors to one another. Be in our vote, and we're going to emphasize what the technical team said. When you're asking, especially in the convention or in the lessons, when I ask in the lesson, I ask in the language that I hear the lesson. Meaning if I'm hearing it in English, then I have to ask the question in English as well. If not, it creates a technical mess and we're asked to avoid that. So the question in the language in which I'm listening to the broadcast. And we will go over the schedule for today. The day before the convention, everyone's invited to connect. We will start at 10:30 in the morning with live broadcast with Rav and Michael Sanilevich from 10:30 to 11:30 Israel time. Then we'll have a recorded lesson from 1 to 2. We'll continue from 2 to 3 in a live lesson that the friends will be giving us. We will do a workshop to the lesson that we will watch from 1 to 2. And like every Friday, today especially, preparation for the convention, a gathering of friends, the Europeans are preparing for the whole world, Klee. 8 o'clock in the evening, Israel time, we'll prepare, start the convention ready this evening, and we'll connect to a song.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever you.